The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
This is a repeat broadcast of the Bean Found Show.
All right, welcome to the Being Found Show, your guide to finding your online clients. You know, we've talked a lot over the past couple of weeks about all these different things, but, you know, we're really not addressing the main concept. You know, being found is a concept. That is why the show is called Being Found. Joe originally came up with this, and he's just all, you know, originally it was Be Found, and he wanted by that. And, like, I'm just all, I don't know, because it sounded like Beef Hound to me. And, like, I'm just.
Yeah, that's a weird name for a Wednesday.
Yeah, Beef Hound. So Being Found was really Joe's concept. And for those of you who don't know, Joe was our original showrunner here, and he took an open-ended hiatus because he had a lot of work to do.
Yeah, he's got a business or two to run, so
yeah,
he's just lazy, really.
Yeah, he's got like four, you know, and he's one of those guys that can like multitask. You know, yeah. It's like he can sit there and like watch stuff and look up stuff and read stuff and get work done all at the same time. It's like he is like just an explosion of ideas and productivity at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah. The only guy I know who can get work done and watch a movie at the same time.
Yeah.
I
couldn't do it. My wife can do it. She can. She'll just sit there and let the TV run while she sits there and does a bunch of stuff. And like, you can quiz her about what happened on the show, and she's not even looking at it, and she'll tell you everything that happened, you know?
Yeah.
It's just amazing. Me, personally, I need to, like, darken the room.
Yeah. I need to just, like,
right.
Yeah. I'm the same way.
So the concept of being found is that now it seems like the concept would be that you get found by people. But that's not the concept. The concept is that you are available to be found. That we live in this world where people have tons and tons of options. You know, they can contact you in tons and tons of ways, and so each of these options ends up being its own channel, its own direct line to you. And the concept of being found is, are you there? Are you at least there for them to find you? Now, of course, phase two of being found would be there effectively, you know. But phase one is just be there. And that doesn't mean that you go around and you get everything that you can, and now you got some big mess in front of you. You know, you are still somewhat strategic about it. You know, I think a big problem with this world in general, but specifically in business, is that people are so black and white, or they're just so incredibly gray. So they're like so black and white that it's this way and that way, and they have no way to see outside of that. Or they're just so gray that they just have a mess in front of them that is just beyond handling. When really it's sort of like, I don't know, what's halfway between black and white and gray?
Well,
a darker, lighter gray?
Yeah. To answer your question, I have no idea. I really don't. One of the things I think is that maybe there's some things that have to remain gray and some things that have to remain black and white.
Yeah. So, I mean, are you seeing what I'm seeing?
Yeah,
what I'm
saying? Totally. Yeah. Absolutely. I agree.
Yeah, because, like, those who see everything black and white don't change well enough to sort of deal with the new struggles that are coming at them. And those who are just gray are a mess and are not effectively getting anything, and lots of stuff is flying through their net, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and a net is one way that Joe has put it, that that you're basically throwing up a net and you're catching the stuff, but you got to see it come in, you know. So being found really means being available, that clients can find you in the way that they want to find you. A great example of this is somebody over 60 needs your services. How are they going to contact you?
Mm-hmm.
They're probably going to pick up the phone. Or they're going to write you a letter. Or if you're a smart ass, they're going to send Pony Express. You know? And if somebody under 25 wants to reach you, how are they going to reach you? They're going to send an email at best. But really, if they have the option of texting you or chatting with you on your website, they're going to take that, you know, because...
Unless they can avoid human contact altogether.
Right, yeah. You know,
which they may do.
I guess I'm talking in the realm of services.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But in the realm of products, yeah, you're absolutely right. Products is another prime example. If somebody is over 60, chances are they're going to want to call you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're going to want to make that purchase. And I realize for those of you out there that I am overgeneralizing. You know, I realize that there are a lot of tech-savvy people who are over 60, and people under 25, I've actually known quite a few who are technologically impaired. You know, so I'm aware. But general statistics, just to get the point across, you know, products, these people are more apt to call. The mm-hmm. younger people are more apt to just make that purchase. And if they don't like it, to put the thing in the box and send it back, and everything just gets taken care of with their hands free. Because that's, you know, it makes me wonder if these younger people are non-confrontational or if they're too busy or, you know, what is the draw of this, or have they just grown up in a world of it so they view it as just kind of easy and the way things should be?
I'm sure it's a combination. I am a young person. I'm in my 30s still. So that's,
yeah, I don't know. It's all relative.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I was born in 85, so I think that makes me 34-ish.
Do you know how old you are?
No, I don't.
All right.
Sorry.
To be fair, I don't think I know how old I am either. I'm either 42 or 43.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. I'm 10 months younger than my wife, so we're the same age for 2 months a year, and it gets really confusing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's why I stopped paying attention.
My wife has, like, aged herself. She's, like, accidentally had birthdays where she was, like, 2 years older on the invites and stuff, and she's all, what? I'm not that old? Like, you know, like, apparently I'm younger than I thought I was, which is, like, nice, hey, I guess. You know.
Yeah.
So the concept of this show is we're going to run down some of those ways that people can be found. We're going to talk about how you can be available. We're going to talk about where that should be, how far you need to go to get in there. Because what you got to do is you got to get in there, you got to feel it out. It might not be a channel for you. Of course, you need to push the channels that bring you clientele first. Be available on the other ones. Slowly build those, because sometimes there is a good channel there. You just haven't figured out how to make that happen.
Mm-hmm.
So you're listening to the Being Found Show. When we come back, we're going to tell you, what does being found mean?
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom and their computer technology, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom and their computer technology, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Is that jolly old soul in the department store really Santa Claus? Let the magic of the season sweep over you as you find out with little Susan if Kris Kringle is who he claims to be, or if he's just a lost soul caught up in the wonder of the holiday. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Miracle on 34th Street, written by Valentine Davies, directed by Jennifer Levins. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinee at 2, November 17th through December 15th.
It's the Black Friday sales event going on now at Reading Kia with unbeatable deals on every new 2018 and 2019 Kia in stock.
Get $3,000 in total Kia customer cash on a 2019 all-wheel drive 7-passenger Kia Sorento.
That's a Black Friday special. And there's 1,750 reasons to own a 50-mile-per-gallon 2018 Kia Niro. $1,750 in total Kia customer cash on the coolest crossover in California.
And wait until you see the all-new, completely redesigned Kia Forte. You'll love it.
The 2019 Kia Forte, now turning heads everywhere.
Save your money for the holidays and make no payments for 90 days on approval of credit.
That's 3 months with no payments on a brand new Kia.
And every new Kia purchased comes with complimentary no-cost oil changes and tire rotations and America's best warranty.
You got that right. It's on now. The Black Friday sales event ends November 30th, 2018. Reading Kia, readingkia.com.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, a host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
All right, welcome back to the Being Found Show. We've been talking about what it means to be found. You know, we talked about SEO, obviously, the new Yellow Pages. We talked about social media. The upcoming new Yellow Pages and the sort of interactive Yellow Pages that's going on, because it's really sort of a combination of reviews and interaction and sales and everything all at once. And it can get really kind of confusing. You don't know what you're looking at, you know.
And it's kind of, in a way, the social media aspect has that community kind of word of mouth thing going on where, you know, I mean, people have always said, hey, neighbor, who would you suggest for this for carpet cleaning?
Yeah, of course.
And the neighbor might say, oh, yeah, this.
Yeah.
Well, you know, on Facebook, when you've got 300 friends, you're saying, hey, 300 neighbors, what,
right.
You know, and different people like different pages, and it's not exactly the same, but, you know, that.
Right, but I get what you're saying. It's a prime example of, like, who should I use? I want to buy a doodad. Where should I buy my doodad?
Yeah.
And somebody comes in and says, you should buy your doodad here. But then their five friends come in and say, you shouldn't buy your doodad there. That's shady. We had a bad experience. You should buy it here.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Five more people come in and say, yeah, the second option is way better. You actually have some sort of interaction to that referral.
Yeah, and that's something Google hasn't quite done yet. Google is great with local, but I think the social media's got the community thing down pretty well.
Yeah, they just flopped on that Google Plus, you know, which sucks. I don't think it should have. I don't see why they got rid of it.
Well, it did get hacked, though, right? I mean, was that part of it, or was that kind of after they decided to get rid of it?
I don't know. I just don't know. But I don't see why they would. This is actually Google Plus was their second attempt into creating social.
Oh.
And I don't see why they would get rid of it. I think that they would just slowly expand on it and let it be there because it was it was really quite functional. You could be friends with the people you were sharing your Google Docs with, and you could have circles. And I don't, you know, I guess it really just comes down to branding and sales. But
yeah.
Okay, so another way that you can be found for your business is external marketplaces. This can be for both services and brands. Products. In the case of products, we're dealing with like Amazon, eBay, and Etsy. And in the case of services, we're dealing with like Angie's List and stuff like that. And there's even real sort of specific ones. Carpet cleaning ones. There's the Concrete Network. You know, there's really sort of niche ones that generate leads for people.
I was working with a client the other day who was saying they got a lot of leads from A Place for Mom. You know, so they run a old folks home, and A Place for Mom is a place where.
Yeah, I've seen the commercials, but I didn't actually know what A Place for Mom was. Yeah. So A Place for Mom is basically a marketplace for senior living.
Exactly.
And stuff like that.
A lead generating.
Right.
Site. Yeah.
Right, that makes sense. Yeah, so a lot of these sites are lead generating. That's a prime example. That's a great way to put it. You basically pay for those leads. But, anybody who's running a business and isn't aware, you really sort of need to come up with a monetary amount that a lead is worth to you. Mm-hmm. If you are my example I use a lot because I work with them is carpet cleaner, you know, maybe your lead is worth 20, 30 bucks. If you're a lawyer, maybe your lead is worth 200, 500 bucks.
Mm-hmm.
It really sort of depends on the return and the amount of warm leads. So a cold lead is somebody basically who you reach out to that we don't even know they want your services. A warm lead is somebody who is interested, and a hot lead is somebody who wants it now, you know. And so who's converting and, you know, figuring out those numbers. So these marketplaces, they've actually done a pretty good job for the industries. And they sort of figure that out. Of course, they're trying to make a buck, but they also realize that you are their industry. And if they take you down, well, then they take themselves down.
Yeah.
Email lists. You know, that doesn't sound like you're being found. It sounds like you're reaching out to them. But some people, that's how they want you to find them.
Yeah.
You know. They want you to do all the work. They want you to come to them. So when they take the time to put their name into your email list, they want to hear from you.
Or maybe you've been found in one place in the buying journey, but you want to remind them that you're still there.
Right.
Exactly. Maybe they found you in research and now they're ready to buy.
God, we're pompous. The buying journey. I don't know. Was I talking to you about this last week where I used the term like reach out in my social, in my day to day activity? Like, oh, I need to reach out to my aunts.
Right. Oh, that was last week.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah. It's like, good God, man. Hey. I need to move on.
Embrace it.
So basically, a good way to sum this up is to think about terms of communication technologies. Think about the different ways that people like to communicate. And those are basically the ways that people are found. You know, so they like to use their laptops. They like to use their phones. They like to, what do they like to do with their phones? What do they like to do with their laptops? So on and so forth. So we're looking at like email. They want to find you. They want to communicate. You need to be communicative with your email. You need to see it come in. You need to make it happen. I realize owner-operators, I'm an owner-operator, and it's difficult to keep up. You know, it's difficult to switch hats from communication to work. But, I mean, that's what you're doing, so do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm trying to switch over to Slack, and I keep forgetting to open it, you know, because I haven't done it for a long time, and then I'll check my email, and it's just all, Jake sent you a Slack message. I'm like, oh, crap. And open Slack. text messaging, you know. This one's big. You know, people, we're coming up on a world where people will talk into their phone. It'll be a text message. It'll get sent to the other person, and they'll listen to their phone tell them the text message. I'm serious. This is what's going on, you know. And so text is big. I personally am a texter. I don't want somebody to call me. When they call me, I want to know what's going on in the first sentence. If you're not my buddy and you're calling me up, I hate it when a business calls me up and they're just all, hey, this is Janice, and I'm just calling to talk to you about blah, blah, blah. And they don't even get there. They ask me how I'm doing. Hey, this is Janice from this place. How are you doing? And I'm like, get to the point.
Yeah.
You know, I literally say, who are you and why are you calling me? And I know it's horribly rude, but not as rude as just calling me and not telling me why you're calling me. You know, so I like text.
Yeah.
People who communicate with words out of their mouth could learn a lot from text. The phone, of course, you always want to be available on the phone. We've talked on here a lot about trust factor. When I see a website and there is no phone number, I'm automatically suspect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they're offering a service or in any way taking money and there's no phone number for me to call up and yell at somebody who took my money, I'm suspect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there needs to be a phone number on there, and there needs to be somebody who answers that phone. If you're an owner operator, maybe you take that message and you make it clear, hey, I will get back to you immediately, but then you have to actually get back to them immediately.
Yeah,
that's the hard part. Driving. Maybe they want to walk to your place. Maybe they want to show up at your place. Are you available to be found physically? Now, I realize some businesses aren't, so I'm only talking to the ones that are. You know, I don't want anybody showing up at my doorstep. I really just don't use that. I'm not that kind of business. But a lot of people are, and if you are that kind of business, you need to be available.
Interesting. Also, I just heard a few weeks ago, Amazon has built brick-and-mortar stores.
Yeah.
Amazon stores.
So Amazon put out a business, a bunch of brick-and-mortar stores, to turn around and open brick-and-mortar stores.
Yeah. I thought that was a very, very interesting thing. Very backwards from what you'd expect.
Yeah, that's like Walmart opening a couple mom and pops.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, what the heck? But it's funny because it goes to show you that what Amazon is actually doing is they're not actually making money from those stores. It's kind of a loss leader. It's like an interactive
experiment.
Experiment and place for people to. It's basically marketing for Amazon.
Yeah,
you know,
it's pretty interesting.
It's weird that you're at that marketing level where you can spend that kind of money. And then the final one we're coming up on the break here is chat. Chat is a big one, big one. It is the new one. Basically, you could be available on your website all the time. People can just pop open a little chat. I got a question. You can answer it. You can be there to answer people's questions immediately. Look into it. Lawyers are doing it. Anybody who has some sort of advice business, do that.
Mm-hmm.
Get the chat. Talk to your web developer. Get the chat. All right, you're listening to the Dean Crown Show. We're going to talk about some news when we come back.
I'm here with Dr. Pramila Dhanuka of the Pace Cancer Center. Dr. Dhanuka, what are some of the symptoms of lung cancer?
Persistent cough, persistent phlegm, hemoptysis, any kind of chest pain, any weight loss associated with it. Recurrent pneumonias are happening. those kind of symptoms or breathing issues, any kind, pay attention to those and seek help.
November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Early detection is critical. Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Wind River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous Thanksgiving buffet on Thursday, November 22nd from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Let Elements do the preparing and host your dinner so you can relax and enjoy your valued time with family. Our menu includes chef-carved prime rib, roasted turkey, and seasonal crab with an array of delicious trimmings and desserts. Adults, $25. With River Club card. Children, $10. And children under 5 eat free. Reservations preferred. Call 1-800-280-UWIN. Download the Wind River app. Holidays are better at the river. Your story begins here. Start yours today. Wind River Resort and Casino can make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. Our group sales team can set up any room arrangement needed to suit your conference or meeting needs. Book your event today. Call 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. It's better at the river.
I'm here with Dr. Pramila Dhanuka of the Pace Cancer Center. Dr. Dhanuka, what are some of the symptoms of lung cancer?
Persistent cough, persistent phlegm, hemoptysis, any kind of chest pain, any weight loss associated with it, recurrent pneumonias are happening. Those kind of symptoms or breathing issues, any kind, pay attention to those and seek help.
November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Early detection is critical. Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Back to the Being Found show. We're going to talk a little bit about news. It might be some old news to some people, but I bet you a lot of these people don't even know that the iPhone operating system 12 introduced new features for you to track and sort of control your phone time. I can't help but to think of movies and comic books when I think of this. Basically, you know, in the beginning of film, movies had no rules. There were no rules, you know. And actually, in some of those silent films, like Clara Bow, in some of her earlier films, she actually was nude, you know, in some of these earlier films. Like, we think about, like, these old films as being like, oh, it was a bygone time where people were in love and there was none of that nastiness going on. There was that nastiness going on. The government had to come in, and the government basically said, hey, this is getting out of hand, and we're going to regulate this. And the Motion Picture Association was formed and basically said, whoa, 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 whoa. We'll regulate ourselves so that the government will stay out of it. Same thing happened to comic books. The Comic Book Code is actually a private group that came in and said to the government, whoa, 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 we will govern ourselves. And I can't help but to think that that's a factor going on here, because society has started to get to the point with their phone and their online usage where it was just getting weird. And it feels like these companies have come in and said, whoa, 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 we'll take care of this ourselves, because in the long run, this will keep our businesses going. I don't know. What do you think of all this?
You know, I don't know. on the one hand, I really, you know, I'm a conservative guy. I think typically the government should just kind of butt out and, you know, let things happen the way they happen. So I would default to that again, not really thinking anything crazy is going to happen.
Well, this is a prime example of the industry taking care of itself.
Yeah.
You know, in those other two cases, it was a government threat, and that was actually going on. Here we hadn't gotten to a government threat. We had gotten to a social threat, to a financial threat, and these companies said, you know, before the society turns a tide maybe against this, maybe we need to regulate, you know.
Yeah.
Or maybe it really is out of the goodness of their hearts and they're trying to help people because they know that their product is addictive.
I was right when you started talking about it. I was like, would I even want to know that, honestly? I might just be depressed by the results. You spent 16 hours on your phone today. Oh.
Right. Well, okay.
Well, crap.
So I do have a factoid. I'm pulling it from my memory because I heard it the other day. That statistically, from all this stuff, you know, Android, you can download an app. It's not in there yet, but it's in the iPhone as part of the operating system.
Yeah.
Android users spend an average of 4 hours a day on their phone.
Wow.
Apple users spend an average of 5.
Interesting.
I thought that was interesting,
too. Yeah, that's very interesting.
So it goes to show you that somebody who's, like, really sort of into their phone is probably going after an iPhone.
Yeah, that's really something. I wouldn't have guessed. One, I would have guessed it was that high, 4 and 5 hours. But a 20% spread between brands of phone?
Yeah.
That's really substantial. That's interesting. That is substantial.
You know, and it just goes to show you that a different type of person is purchasing an iPhone.
Wow.
You know, different type of usage.
Arrogant
so,
jerks.
Totally, man.
Just kidding. I am an Android guy, so I got to give all my Apple friends a hard time.
Yeah, I'm an Android guy, too, but everybody else in my family is an iPhone.
Oh.
And so my wife, Terry, we're looking at hers, you know, and she's real proud because she's under 2 hours a day. And but, of course, that doesn't include her tablet, which is where she plays Candy Crush.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, my wife is like the caterpillar from Through the Looking Glass, Alice in Wonderland.
Oh yeah.
She basically, when her day comes to an end, she puts on her pajamas and she sits on the couch with a bunch of pillows on her lap and she puffs her vape and plays Candy Crush for hours. She is like a total just uber soccer mom while watching the ID channel. She's like, yeah, it's funny.
Her fortress of solitude.
Yeah, totally. So I call her she's the grumpy caterpillar. But so we were looking at hers, and Facebook was definitely number one. You know, but that is actually, that totally, I wonder if you can tie them together. Because, like, my wife uses her tablet and she uses her phone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she needs that tied together. Yeah. She needs to see what her usage is across the board.
Surely this app, you can install it on several devices, right? So you know.
Well, it's not an app. It's part of the operating system. So I'm not sure if you can tie it.
Interesting.
Yeah, but
if you can tie it to your account, maybe.
Yeah, so here she is all proud that she's under 2 hours. But, we might need to look at the other one. She might be up at that 5 hours. And 5 hours, man, if you think about it, that is 35 hours a week.
That's a lot. Wow.
That is a lot. That is a lot.
That's almost a full-time job.
Right. And for those of you out there, a day is not 24 hours long.
No.
You sleep 8 of those.
16 if you're lucky.
Right. You know, you are literally spending 25% of your day, at least 25 to a third of your day on your phone. It's scary. I do, too. And, like, I'm, like, scared to look at the statistics of how much I play Super Mario Run while I'm waiting. Because I'll sit there and I'll wait. And, like, it would be a statistic showing me how often I wait.
Mm, yeah.
You know. And I wait a lot. You know. But if you could just... What we really need to do is figure out a way to get micro moments of work. so that in those moments of waiting, you can actually get productive work done.
You know, I attempt to do this as often as I can, just by reading articles on SEO land and some of those. It's hard.
Yeah, but then you're just taking in more and more stuff that you should be doing. That's, you know, there has to be some sort of productive micro moments.
Oh, work. Yeah, yeah.
You know, where you're getting stuff out of the way.
Emails are something that could be a potential, but, you know, it's hard to send a good email on your phone.
It is. I remember I had a client once who, every time he sent from his phone, he had a signature that was from his phone.
Yeah.
Which I guess is kind of cool, but his just cracked me up, and it said, please apologize for my brevity because I'm sending from my phone. You know, and every time I saw brevity on there, I would think of the Big Lebowski, frankly. But I get the concept,
yeah.
You know, that he was basically saying, hey, I'm sending from my phone, so this business ain't spelled
yeah.
right.
Yeah, yeah, sorry about the spelling, sorry about how brief it is.
Right, yeah.
Sorry about the hour.
Right, yeah.
Totally. So how much time do we have in the show here?
4 or 5 minutes.
Okay. Do you mind if I... You send us down a rabbit hole? No, soapbox rabbit hole.
Get on your soapbox, man.
No, I don't even have one.
All right.
So I was, rabbit hole. Okay, so I was watching a couple of pundits debate on Politicon the other night.
What's Politicon?
It's like Comic-Con, but for politics.
Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Bunch of nerds.
Yep, sounds like it. I love it.
So one of the guys brought up that he thought, if you take a look at our democracy, our nation, what we've created, it has always been dependent on the people controlling the government. Whether you're left or right, no matter how big or small you think the government ought to be, at very bare bones, the people control the government.
Is the concept. Yes,
yeah.
That's what we all, right.
So, and this guy brought up the fact that he believes Google is now more powerful than most governments in the world, potentially gaining enough power to really be able to sway politics. And, you know, and I'm kind of wondering, and the reason he said that is he said they actually have 20,000 just high-ranking algorithm developers. And that's not including all the people in the call centers. It's not including all the other projects they have going. Right.
Right.
Just the people who specifically manage the search engine itself, 20,000 people. So I'm wondering, what is your do you think that they need to be controlled? Do you feel like they should be reeled in? What are your thoughts?
Well, they do have a direct competitor in Facebook, and a lot of people think that they don't, but they do have a direct competitor in Facebook. Google ultimately is in the business of data,
mm-hmm.
and so is Facebook, in collecting data and displaying data. So they do have a direct competitor. Should they be controlled? They are not a government in the sense that we could all walk away from them at any moment. We could. We could walk away from them and say, we're going to use Bing. We're going to use other search engines. We're done with Google.
Mm-hmm.
They obviously were trying to manipulate us, and we're done. So I don't know. You know, it's a tough one.
Yeah.
It is a tough one. You know, I generally think that eventually we're going to see the breakup. You know, we're going to see like the phone companies
yeah.
and the electric companies. Are,
and you think the government's going to force that or... Or you think
they're
going to voluntarily?
I don't know, but you have to think about the age of these things. It's really only been like 10 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, all those institutions, like, remember MySpace? Everybody, it was huge. It's over now. Who cares?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. You know, it's a whole different platform. It's all music now. So a lot can change in a short amount of time. So I don't know.
We shall see.
We shall see. All right. You're listening to The Being Found Show. Thanks for checking us out.
River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous Thanksgiving buffet on Thursday, November 22nd from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Let Elements do the preparing and host your dinner so you can relax and enjoy your valued time with family. Our menu includes chef-carved prime rib, roasted turkey, and seasonal crab with an array of delicious trimmings and desserts. Adults, $25 with River Club card. Children, $10. And children under 5 eat free. Reservations preferred. Call 1-800-280-UWIN. Download the Wind River app. Holidays are better at the river. Your story begins here. Start yours today. Wind River Resort and Casino can make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. Our group sales team can set up any room arrangement needed to suit your conference or meeting needs. Book your event today. Call 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. It's better at the river.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
Townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump is hoping to lift some people's spirits as he pays a visit to Northern California to take a tour of the worst wildfire in at least 100 years.
We want to spend a lot of time. We want to discuss many things. I'm meeting with the governor and the new governor and governor-elect.
Among those who plan to be on hand to greet the president, fire evacuees George and Kathy DeNora.
We're happy that he is.
We're very excited he's coming.
Talk a little bit about that.
Well, I respect the job that he's been doing, what he's been trying to do. And, I just am happy he's coming, and I think it'll add some brightness to a lot of people.
We hope to be in his presence.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, there's confusion over how many people still remain unaccounted for. It is known that 71 people are confirmed dead, but the latest sheriff's tally says some 1,000 people are on the list of missing people. President Trump says he's finished answering written questions from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation.
The president says he, not his lawyers, have written the answers and that the questions were not difficult. He suggests the special counsel's probe may be almost over and says he's not worried.
I'm sure it'll be just fine. And you know why it's going to be just fine? Because there was no collusion.
The president also took a swipe at the integrity of the probe, saying you have to be careful when answering questions from people that he said probably have bad intentions.
As White House correspondent Greg Klux said, Nancy Pelosi met privately on Friday with several newly elected Democrats who could be key to her winning another term as House Speaker. Congresswoman Marsha Fudge says she had a very open and frank discussion.
What she asked me was basically how we could get to a point where I could be supportive.
Pelosi's been holding the private sessions with about 24 Democrat lawmakers in recent days. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Life is all about choices. Cars, shoes, appliances, pretty much everything you buy. And when it comes to life insurance, SelectQuote offers you a choice of your best prices from up to 10 life insurance companies and over 100 different policies. So you not only get the perfect life insurance for your needs, you'll probably save hundreds of dollars in the bargain. Kevin is 39. He controls his blood pressure with meds, but is in good health. SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. SelectQuote, it's all about choices.
To see how affordable life insurance can be for you, go to SelectQuote.com or call 1-800-885-7755. That's 1-800-885-7755. 1-800-885-7755. Over a million people know, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
U.S. intelligence has made a determination about who ordered the killing of Saudi writer Jamal Khashoggi.
An American official familiar with the conclusion tells the Associated Press that U.S. intelligence officials have concluded Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman ordered the killing of Saudi writer Jamal Khashoggi. The official spoke on condition of anonymity because the official was not authorized to speak publicly on the matter. Khashoggi was never seen again after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul on October 2nd to pick up documents. Saudi Arabia continues to deny any official involvement in the killing, but Turkey continues to press for more information. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Baltimore's mayor has selected a Texas police chief as her nominee to lead the city's police force, seeking to rein in a soaring pace of homicides and boost public trust. Mayor Catherine Pugh selected Fort Worth Police Chief Joel Fitzgerald, saying he has led a large police department and is well-versed on training and community engagement. Breaking news at townhall.com. 3 years after it closed its doors, a beloved Manhattan toy store has reopened.
FAO Schwartz, a New York institution for a century and a half, is back, and according to its chief marketing officer, bigger and better than ever.
It's really more experiences, more things to do with your family, and more memory-creating activities.
David Nigley says the new location in Rockefeller Center has the familiar dance-on piano and clock tower, but now you can walk through the latter, and when you dance on the former, they can see you up on the plaza. In the 3 years since the store disappeared, Nigley says people have come to recognize retail is theater, something FAO Schwartz recognized from way back. Warren Levinson, New York.
Chinese consumers remain the focus of luxury goods makers as a new study by Bain Consultancy shows they will fuel about half of global high-end sales by the year 2025. That's up from one-third of all sales of luxury apparel, accessories, and cosmetics last year. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning. Thank you for listening to Manning the Watch. My name's Doc Williams, and I am here with Aileen and a guest today, Mr. Rick Ortega from VFW Post 1934 here in Reading. And we got a couple of topics we're going to talk about today, some education stuff, some student work that can be done, just different little topics like that. Later on in the show, I know Aileen wants to talk about some issues that are going on with some local scout troops and PACs that are affected by the fires. And just the normal, just a little bit of chit-chatting and stuff. So anything
morning,
you want to say?
Yeah.
Good morning. And VFW Post 1934 is alive and well, having all kinds of activities. And the other thing is today we have a district meeting at the Anderson VFW Post, which is a whole bunch of posts from within our district. There's about 30 of them, maybe 40.
30 to 40 posts?
In
our
district.
That is a lot.
That's a lot of towns. You know, that's Gridley, that's Biggs, that's, you know, Redding, that's Anderson. That's up into Modoc County, too.
Mm.
So we have a lot of posts. It's a general meeting. Starts at 12. It's not open to the public, but it's still nice to know that this is going. And by the way, it was planned to be in Paradise.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Yes. So here we are. Thank God for the Anderson Post to open its doors and Shasta County to step up to the plate and host this event.
And they have a nice big facility there, too.
They do. And That's probably another topic for another day.
I don't
want to get into that right now, but it's a nice facility. It's sponsored by the county, and our post is on Oregon Street, and we pay rent. So we'll leave it at that at the moment.
But our post here in Reading is it's nice. I like going in there. I like the bar. I like the wood bar. I like when I go in there. And then when I was doing my work study with you over the summer, I could go back there towards the back, and it's nice and quiet. It was a nice area to sit down, and then the couple of meals, the steak dinners and whatnot, we had come to there. It's nice. I like the way that it's set up. You can go right out the back door. You can be outside, not out on the main road hearing all the traffic, unless the train's going by, of course.
Yeah, the train does exist.
You know it, too, when it goes by, because it's, you know, we know it's 20 or 30 feet back there, but, man, it feels like it's coming through the building the first time you're standing there. But I have always liked the Reading Post.
And you know what? Now that you mentioned VA Work Studies, we do host that. Mm-hmm. I think it was a good program for you. You know, when I was going to college in the 70s, I was a VA Work Study at the Long Beach Naval Hospital, the most rewarding job I've ever had in my life.
Well, I liked doing it, you know, during the summer. I was there almost every day. This semester that I am in is my last semester out at Shasta College, and I have a couple days a week. I have morning classes, a couple days a week. I have evening classes, and it's, you know, I feel like I'm constantly running, you know, to do anything. So I couldn't do it this semester, but next semester, starting in January, I'm all night classes at the Chico campus here in Reading. And I'm hoping to be able to do that over there. But that eliminates me from actually being able to come into meetings. So, right, so there's right. my other part right. of that. So.
And it's tough. And I, Shasta College is a ways away from where we're at. But still, nevertheless, to those students listening, it's a great opportunity. It's tax-free money. You put in your hours, and, and the VA pays you. And they recognize this as part of the thing of going to college. You need some flexible work hours. And we have flexible work hours. We do.
Yes, yes.
And we have jobs to do.
And yeah, well, there's some work to do also. So one of the overall of my years doing it, because I did work study when I had first gotten out as well in 2008, 2009, somewhere right around in there. And you go to work in one place and they're really strict. You're here to work and that's all you're going to do. And you go somewhere else and they're like, oh, no, you just sit in that back table over there and do your schoolwork and you do whatever you want to do. I liked doing, being able to do my schoolwork and then actually being able to do work, because that's actually how I got hired at VRC, because I was doing my work study there.
Right.
And on.
And I think students find that we're pretty understanding. I certainly am. I'm understanding, you know, the priority is education. Your grade point average, because that's going to carry you through the rest of the, you know, your life.
And that money is helping. If they can get that money, they're not having to worry about going and getting a part-time job that's keeping them away from doing any kind of studying. And then you're having to worry about, you know, going to Taco Bell and working at Taco Bell until 2 a.m., getting off and getting up tomorrow morning to go back into a class again. So it eliminates that anxiety a little bit. And you've got income coming in. You can pay your bills and stuff. Our friend Matt does it all the time.
Yeah. Well, not to mention that you also get to help your fellow veterans. Because when I did work study, I did it at the Veterans Service Office over in Eureka. And I learned about all the programs the VA has and how to help my fellow veteran. And I really enjoyed that.
You see, that's the other gateway, the benefit to by working with the VA work study. There's so much out there. Nobody took me by the hand when I got out of the service the first time. And I had no idea these things were available. And I hope that Julie Fisher out there at
she's awesome.
She's just a great gal. Go to her if you're interested. She'll put you in touch with me, and we'll get you squared away. But we need help down there. Yeah, you might have to clean a toilet or two.
And I did it.
But you might have to, you know, to do this, that, the other. But you're there really to kind of augment your academic lifestyle.
Yes. One real quick, though, I want to add this. If you are on the, using your GI Bill or your post 9/11, you can use the work study benefits. And I may not have all of these places correct, but I know you can do it at the Reading and Anderson VFW post. You can do it out at Shasta College. And you can do it at the VSO's office here in Reading. Can you do it at the EDD office as well?
I reluctantly say yes. Yes.
Okay.
Well, you also have to keep in mind there has to be space available. So if you're interested in work study, you know, start that process now. Start asking as the semester's ending, because most places only have so many slots that they can fill with work study. And I just want to reiterate something that Rick said earlier. This is tax-free money.
Yes.
So, yeah, you know what? It is minimum wage, which is going up to $11.50 an hour, but it is tax-free. And so that's better than going out there and getting a $13-14 an hour job where you do have to pay taxes, whereas with this money, again, tax-free.
Yeah. And to underscore if you go work someplace, look at the environment. Yes. And look at if you really want to get into the veteran community and assist and understand the programs – a place like the VFW is the place to be. Yeah, you can go down to that other state agency and hang out there, but if you really want to help veterans, the VFW is the place to be. There's a lot of people with a lot of lessons that were learned.
And I met some amazing men and women while I was at the VFW. Some folks, you know, Hank, I think the world of Hank, he's loud. You know, and he's a Marine, and I attach to the Marines more than anyone else. But I've met a handful of guys that I'd like there. Frank Rose.
Oh, my gosh. Frank Rose, yes.
you know, who I hope when I'm that age that I have that much spry and ability to still get up and go and do as much as he does. But to add on to what you were saying, it is that it's just not coming and sitting there at a desk for, you know, however long. You're coming and you're meeting and you're the fellowship of meeting your other vets, men and women that you served with.
Because
most of the people that are there are combat vets as well. So we already have something involved.
Veterans of Foreign, we're a very unique society classification of folks. And I know we're getting run up against time here, but come on down December 8th and enjoy the Army-Navy football game. Steak dinner, which you mentioned earlier.
Yes.
I don't know. We had the Sweet Adelines in there few weeks ago, and those girls are still raving. You know, where are you going to get a $15 steak dinner and a $3 glass of wine? And I'm going to try to up the game on the classification of wine so that we attract some more
as
folks.
As long as I can be there to watch the Army-Navy game, I'm good.
Okay. Well, the Army-Navy game in the morning, afternoon, and then steak dinner at night.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. We're going to take a quick break, and thank you for listening to Manning the Watch, and we'll be right back.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM, with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to RiverviewGolf.net. That's RiverviewGolf.net.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Welcome back to Manning the Watch. We are still here with Rick Ortega from the VFW Post 1934 in Reading. And Rick has some other topics that he wants to bring up. And we were just talking about the Army-Navy game coming up soon. And, you know, I know which side of the line I stand on.
Oh, well, I don't know. We may not let you in the door. I don't know. But, no, that it was big last year. It's going to be bigger this year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it starts basically the pomp and ceremony and all the cadets coming in and whatnot. It starts around 11 o'clock, and I think kickoff is 12. Like you mentioned earlier, we have a nice bar. And by the way, that bar was donated by a pizza place years ago that went out of business. And he thought he would donate it to the VFW. And we've made really good use of it since.
Well, when I was doing work study over the summer and I was in that back office, I found that folder that had the original pictures of when the VFW was being built with the bar and then bringing it in and resurfacing it and on. I just thought that's something we need on the wall in some kind of a collage or montage or something on the wall that people see when they come in. That's history.
It is. And that's why the VFW is around. We are here to preserve the memories, the history, the duties, the contributions of veterans. Because, for example, nobody knew 100 years ago last Sunday on the 11th, or I guess that was Monday, World War One ended.
Yes.
You know, that's what we're all about. And that's why younger veterans need to come into the post. If they're at school, and even non-veterans can come in, by the way. You just have to be signed in. You can still enjoy the camaraderie. And as a matter of fact, we're getting the auxiliary back up and running. So even if you weren't a combat veteran or served in hostile wires, you can still participate as an auxiliary person. And my gosh, we need people in the auxiliary. We're really growing. We're getting a lot of activities going. As a matter of fact, a shout out to Windsor Rehab up here just below Mercy. They want to start feeding veterans once a month, and it starts December 11th for free.
Oh, how amazing.
Yeah, Windsor. Yeah, so they contacted us, and I got to put that out. But right now, this December 8th thing is going to be big. So that's the Army-Navy football game. Yes. So we're going. We're slowly getting everything redirected here, and we're getting a lot of community involvement here, a lot of positive feedback. As a matter of fact, Buddy Poppies was something that we were raising money for this last weekend. Sportsman's Warehouse. Thanks. Shout out to Sportsman's Warehouse. We raised some good money, raised awareness of what the day was all about. And I like educating the little kids. As a matter of fact, we had some Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts come by, and I educated them as well. And I understand you're involved in the Cub Scouts, but that's something a little bit later.
And towards the end of the show, Aileen wants to bring up some deals on that.
Yeah.
But what I like about the post is I'm a history buff. I love history.
Oh, yeah.
I wish my wife would agree to let me get a degree in history, but she's out of the room right now. She nixed that idea. But when I go in there, I enjoy looking at the above the shuffleboard is all of the pictures of the guys from World War II, and they're not in an order. They're not, you know, World War II starts on the left and you work your way to the right where it's, you know, the younger generations. They're just mixed in there. Different guys that have belonged to the post over the years. And you can see the uniforms change. Of course, it goes from black and white photos to color photos. But just the change in the uniforms over the years, I like that. I thrive on that kind of history like that.
Well, then you would like Joe Garcia. He's a member of our post, World War II vet.
Wow.
Unique story. I'm going to put his story on our website, www.vfw1934.org.
And we'll put that on our Facebook page as well.
He has an amazing story. Migrant farm worker. Raised by, adopted by a really heavy Christian family, and he got instilled a great work ethic. And from there, he went to World War II, Korea, Vietnam. He's a member of our post, World War II vet. Yesterday, I went to a celebration of life for another member of our post from World War II who passed on, and met two other World War II veterans there that want to come to the post.
There you go. Yeah.
See, they recognize that stuff.
As
you mature, you get older, you realize what really you were all about. And the VFW is a place to come and realize that.
I like it. I like going in there. I don't drink. I drink Pepsi, you know.
I'd like
to come in, and you know, someone is always willing to, you know, hey, Doc, here's a Coke. You know, they always give me a Coke. And I'll sit down and talk to somebody. I like the history. I like hearing about the stories. Mm-hmm. I like hearing about not necessarily, you know, quote unquote combat stories, but where were you stationed? You know, someone I have an Air Force buddy I go to school with. He no combat time. He just got out a couple of years ago, but he was stationed in Germany. And he was telling me about the base there and going from Germany and then getting transferred up to Alaska. He got transferred to where the famous artist Bob Ross learned how to, he kind of taught himself how to do that style of painting way back in, you know, the Vietnam era. And he was telling me he could see how a person could, if you had a particular talent, that's a place for it to grow. Because he says there's nothing to do there. He just sat around, you know, it's daylight for 4 months and then it's dark for 4 months, you know.
I have my own connection with Alaska. I love that place. And I was stationed up there. But you're right. You develop other things. You know, in my days when I had, you know, a different body, I was into cross-country skiing in the outdoors. And you use it to dress for the weather.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Now, like Aileen, she likes running half marathons and stuff, and I always try to support her on that. I'm not built for running. I'm built for picking up heavy stuff and dragging it across the field or something. But I always say, you know, she's a runner. And Dad, when he was younger, he was a runner as well. So everybody has their own talent, and if you're and if you're stationed somewhere that you can – that you can kind of develop that talent a little bit. I know later in the show, we try to spotlight a veteran. I wanted to talk about Stan Lee. We just lost him this week as well. 95, I believe he was. And he's a World War II vet. He was a signalman during World War II. I couldn't quite find out exactly where he was stationed, but I found a picture, a black and white picture of him in an office somewhere. And it looks like he had corporal stripes on his sleeve, but he was drawing a character. And I just thought that was pretty neat. And the picture said it was like 1943 or something like that. I just thought that was really neat. He's working. He's developing his skill while he's working. We all have downtime. And I just thought that picture is us. Here he is stationed, and he's doing his job at whatever a signalman did during that time.
In Alaska.
And it could have been there. I thought it was saying Germany, but I couldn't quite figure out where it was. But the picture of him sitting there drawing is the same thing as Bob Ross sitting in Alaska and developing that skill that he turned into a career later on in life. And we all have that. But do we develop that? Probably not.
Yeah. Well, this is all the process of maturation. You know, our experiences, you know, and as a young individual in the military, you come across a lot of people. You know, it's funny how they always talk about multiculturalism and all that stuff these days. But, you know, the military has been that way forever. You know?
You don't know. You don't get to ask who you get stationed with. You're going to get stationed. My last duty station was in Lemoore. I didn't know a single human being in Lemoore, but I showed up, and some of the people that I still have in contact with were those that last year and a half at Lemoore.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know who you're going to be stationed with. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who the person is. You're all stationed there. In Alaska, in Germany, somewhere in Africa, somewhere on some boat somewhere, you're stuck there. So make friends, you know, and they'll be friends forever.
And that's exactly what I've done, you know, to people in the Ranger Regiment, 82nd Airborne Division, in the infantry. These are the guys that, if we had one cigarette, we shared it. Because it was probably the last dry one. And then if we had a canteen, you know, we shared it. We didn't care. Yeah. Gosh, you came from Brooklyn, you came from California, Florida, it didn't matter. Yeah, that kind of brotherhood and sisterhood is something you never forget. But
when I was stationed with the Marine Corps, a lot of the guys that were there in 1st Battalion, 5th Marines at that time were from Massachusetts, around Boston. I learned to say WISTA the right way, not the, you know, you get punched a few times, you learn to say it the right way. But that accent of theirs, and when I communicate with them now, we get the random phone call, you know, around Christmas or birthdays or whatnot. And as soon as I hear that accent on the other side, I know who it is. And they, most of them guys have moved back. So that accent has redeveloped in their tone, and it's just amazing that those guys, it doesn't matter what color they are or what they were all stationed together, and those guys are tight. They all live within 10 or 15 miles of one another.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, it's like me, being in California, then I was stationed in the South. I really gained an appreciation for the South, Southeast history,
yes.
The Civil War, the American Revolution. We used to have to walk those battle sites. And I gotta say, as a general rule, people from California are ignorant, totally
to that,
ignorant
yeah.
to those yeah. those how we evolved as a nation. And I, you know, the Confederacy and everything else is part of our history.
Well, I grew up in Southern California, then I got stationed in Camp Pendleton, so I didn't go very far. Mm-hmm. You know, I grew up right there, but. We're going to take another quick break real quick. Thank you for listening to Manning the Watch, and we'll be right back.
KCNR 1460, your town hall of the Shasta County Airwaves with news and talk that matters to our community. Weekdays 9 to noon, The Laura Ingram Show, your healthy radio addiction. Dave Ramsey from noon to 3, celebrating 25 years of answering life's tough money questions. And 3 to 6, Drive Home with Mark Levin, one of America's most popular conservative commentators and constitutional expert. KCNR 1460 with you throughout the day on your radio or streaming live. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation's annual Turkey Trot is coming. Trot on down to Shasta Regional Medical Center to register, or visit ShastaRegional.com and register online. There's the Diesel Horse Dash for the Little Gobblers, the 2-mile walk fun run for the entire family, and this year's timed race will be a rerouted 4.49 miles due to the trail damage from the car fire. Register by November 16th. Join the largest community run and walk Thanksgiving morning, the Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation Turkey Trot. A portion of this year's event will benefit Sacramento River Trail fire restoration projects.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom and their computer technology, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600.
KCNR 1460, your town hall of the Shasta County Airwaves with news and talk that matters to our community. Weekdays 9 to noon, The Laura Ingram Show, your healthy radio addiction. Dave Ramsey from noon to 3, celebrating 25 years of answering life's tough money questions. And 3 to 6, Drive Home with Mark Levin, one of America's most popular conservative commentators and constitutional expert. KCNR 1460 with you throughout the day on your radio or streaming live. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation's annual Turkey Trot is coming. Trot on down to Shasta Regional Medical Center to register, or visit ShastaRegional.com and register online. There's the Diesel Horse Dash for the Little Gobblers, the 2-mile walk fun run for the entire family, and this year's timed race will be a rerouted 4.49 miles due to the trail damage from the car fire. Register by November 16th. Join the largest community run and walk Thanksgiving morning, the Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation Turkey Trot. A portion of this year's event will benefit Sacramento River Trail fire restoration projects.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom and their computer technology, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600.
Welcome back to Manning the Watch. We are still here with Rick Ortega from the VFW Post 1934 here in Reading. And before we get back onto the topic we were just talking about, I just want to say that the music selection today is amazing. Thank you over there. And you're giving us all smiles on this side of the room. Well, when we left you, we were talking about just basically camaraderie with some of our past, folks where we were stationed and people that we were stationed with. And some of the guys that have moved on to do different things, furnishing, making furniture out of wood. Or for some reason now, a lot of the guys are gravitating towards making, I think, the TV show Forged in Fire. A lot of guys now think they can make knives and swords and battle axes and stuff, and I just laugh. I go, well, just call me when you cut yourself, and I'll help you with that. But they're doing something, and most of them tend to be doing things with their hands. Now, I don't know if that's because I was stationed a lot with the infantry guys, and we were always doing something with our hands or not, but all of those guys tend to be building something with their hands.
Well, the exception to that rule would be Carl Bott. He's not using his hands.
But he's using his brain.
Using his brain. So between the hands and the brains, veterans need, and I'm wholly supportive of a veteran industry and and businesses. We got the best little sandwich shop in town. That's a vet.
Yes. He supports the show, too.
Yeah. That flag that you see, the wooden flag in the VFW?
Yes.
Justin Spears. This is a guy with a great success story who, when I come across him, he was needed help.
Mm-hmm.
We got him out of a tent.
Oh, wow.
Got him hired at the dam as a veteran.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, he went to nursing school. And he has never looked back. And he still makes those flags. And there are people that want those flags. He could probably go out and have a pretty good industry himself.
I was doing a little bit over the summer of making custom wood flags. I got to... I got myself where I can actually make them pretty well, but then the semester started again, and I kind of had to tail that off. But Aileen also makes a lot of, I don't want to call them knickknack. I don't want to make them sound small. I don't know what you call those little lanyards.
The key fobs?
The key fobs, that's it, and in the bags. And it's all out of fabric, and she's making them by hand. Here again, by hand. There's another vet making something by hand, and it's... military fabrics, for us, it's a lot of scout fabric as well. But I keep coming back to making it with our hands. We're doing things with our hands.
Well, we can't forget about Trendies, too. They're a very big sponsor of the show as well. I know they're not veteran-owned, but, it's nice to see these other businesses also supporting veterans and other veteran ventures out there.
Yes, and all, sorry, Rick, all of their stuff is by hand. They make everything by hand. We keep coming back to that.
We've gotten fresh.
We've gotten away from that. We've gotten to the Walmart mentality. Well, I'll just go buy it at Walmart. Who really knows where that item was made and all, what machine made that? But isn't by hand, it just means something more if you buy a rocking chair from someone who made it with their hands means more than when you go down to the oak store and buy some oak furniture and you don't know who made it.
I wholeheartedly endorse that, yes. That includes other businesses. We're trying to get veteran-made alcohol, spirits, and beer into the VFW.
Really?
Yes. Hmm. We have that America, M-E-R-I-C-A, bourbon that was on Fox News the other night. So I'm looking for that. He's a veteran. Black Rifle Coffee Company. That's all I drink, and it's a little pricey to bring to the VFW, but that's what I drink, and I support those guys. You see, because as veterans, and it's like I tell folks about this VFW post. Every agency, every nonprofit such as us, have problems fundraising. There is no other place in town to go to as a veteran, and I say this often, and I mean it. There's nobody else in town that loves you, no place to go. This is it. This is the end of the line for veterans. Now, having said that, there's a step up here. We're talking about using our hands. We're talking about relaxing and things of that nature. Project Healing Waters Fly Fishing is a great, great organization One of our members runs that, Richard Martin. Fantastic individual. Well, maybe not so fantastic. But he's out there, and it's a great organization. And veterans really, especially, they have a variety of issues or concerns about these fishing trips. And they teach you how to fly fish. They teach you how to tie flies. There's a science to fly fishing. So you get, of course, all hands. You
all hands,
lock, yep. And you got to think. So there's a lot to it. Even Carl Bott once in a while attends.
Now, see, that's something that I can get into because I think the fly fishing is more relaxing than trying to go get on some boat and skip across Whiskeytown Lake and try to catch some trout or some random thing. I'm not going to eat it anyways because I don't know what's in that water. I'm going to catch and release. But that part of fishing I've never really enjoyed.
Well, you should we've got a lot of competitions like the two-pattern fly, which is greatly sponsored by the fly shop.
Okay.
And other guides. That is a fantastic thing. And you know what? The guides are very helpful. They'll tie your flies. They'll give you lessons. And you go out and compete. You fly. You fish between, the rodeo grounds in Redding, and you pull out in Anderson. And gotcha. You measure your fish. Well, it's all catch and release, but mm-hmm. you measure them. You tally up all the things. And then there's an event thereafter. But it's a great thing. To those veterans out there that are looking for something that is low or no cost, that's something to really look into. Because it's they have the equipment for you. They have the guidance and the support. And you want to talk about, after fishing, there's a lot of camaraderie that goes on there, too. So it continues. But, it's all this networking and positive feedback for these for veterans that, like I said, you're not going to find it any other place but between people like you and I.
Yes.
We know we can guide you. It's like having a direct line to the Veteran Service Office. Celestina Traver, great gal.
Yes.
We work very closely with her. And, it's all positive. But you got to come to us. You can go down there some other place and hang out as a VA work study student or drink your beer elsewhere. But at the VFW, it's a lot of reinforcement.
And just coming in and talking to people with like mind, forget about the politics. Yeah, politics are going to come up, and I drive a Ford, and you drive a Chevy, and that kind of stuff is going to come up. But that stuff comes up when friendships start to come into play.
Yeah.
It's not come in the door, and you didn't vote for so-and-so, get out.
Yeah, that's true. We try not to talk about politics here, but inevitably it comes in. But I got to tell you, too. Our post is more, the more and more I see it, the more and more I talk to people like yourselves, we're more of a clearinghouse. We're working with the Shasta County DA. We've got some issues. Some of our older vets have got issues, legal, financial elder abuse. We've got some other folks with, it's not quite right at home, and the DA goes out there and checks it out. So, social agencies and services. Well, like I said, even earlier, this Windsor rehab is going to start feeding vets. That goes along with senior nutrition almost.
Yes.
And that costs nothing. That's December 11th, 12 noon. So the more and more I look at our agency, what we're doing, like our logo says, nobody does more for vets. And I'm going to leave it at that.
Yes. And I believe that. And I'm part of the American Legion, too, and they do things as well. But I was part of the American Legion all the way down in Durham. Amazing, amazing guys out there, because the Chico chapter, when I was working down there, they didn't do a whole lot, and I wanted to be involved with guys that did more work. And, down in Durham, little bitty city of Durham, they do a lot, a lot of work. And it's all about, we're going to do a lot of work right now so then we can get back to the older veteran community in the out there in Durham that are living out in those little houses and stuff.
Yeah.
So, well, Is there anything else you want to finish talking about today, Rick? Or
I have a lot to talk about, but we're going to leave it as it is right now. Just all I can say is we need your support. Come down, enjoy our bar. We have limited food items. The steak night's always good. We're always looking for donations. We're always looking for help, and we need veterans that actually do things and help. We need people like you, people with the heart and the burning desire to assist.
Well, I also feel as a female veteran, I was very welcomed over there, and I want to add that female perspective because I don't always feel welcomed in a veteran group.
Sometimes
we feel a little forgotten, Rick.
Put that out of your mind.
Oh yeah.
We have a great bunch of folks down there. I'm getting that atmosphere. That love for everybody to come. Everybody's welcome, by the way.
And I like I said, I felt very welcomed over there and not just, a spouse. I'm a veteran.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, I don't want to go deeply into it, but last night we had a young lady that came in and says, there's no place better. I feel safer here than any place in town.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, thank you, Rick. We're going to head out to a commercial right now. Thank you for listening to Manning the Watch. We'll be right back.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at kcnr1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Now, this is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
We've just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Paul Zouette.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best-tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Welcome back to Manning the Watch. Thank you for listening, and I want to do a shout out to Rick Ortega from Post 1934 VFW here in Reading. And he had a lot of good information to pass, and I like Rick. I've known Rick for a number of years now. And I know he's doing his best over there at the VFW Post and trying to reestablish that here in the community and all. So I'm glad he came in and got to talk to us about some stuff. But I know Aileen has some stuff that she wants to talk about mostly pertaining to the scouts in the area. So I'm going to turn it over to Aileen.
Thank you, David. So we're all aware of the big tragedy that's going on right now over in Paradise. And I wanted to just kind of talk to our listeners about Boy Scouts and how the fire affected some of the Boy Scouts there. So we had over 50 scouts and multiple scouting units that lost everything. They lost all their camping gear, their trailer, their uniforms, everything. And our Golden Empire Council, that's our big umbrella, has been collecting donation items for those scouts. You know, scouting is a really great activity. The kids build up camaraderie. They get to learn skills that I feel we're losing a little bit in society. So, you know, I really want to reach out to the viewers or listeners out there. And if you haven't donated yet to any of the campfire victims, you know, please consider donating to the scouts. If you have gently used or new gear, camping gear that you would like to donate, contact us on Facebook or via email, and we'll make arrangements to come in and get it from you. And we will go ahead and go to Chico and donate it to those scouts that have lost everything. I know as adult leaders in scouting, we want to try to keep things as normal for the kids as possible. So they're still doing outings with their adult leaders, and we want to be able to support that. So if you have any gently used or new camping gear, if you would like to donate money, we will gladly accept a check made out to Golden Empire Council and drive it over and hand it to those units that lost everything.
Yes, you, Aileen, you are you're a Cubmaster for PAC 107, and I will soon be the Scoutmaster for Troop 42. So we are pretty heavy in scouts up here in our part of the council. But I know those folks down there, we don't want the kids to miss out on something because they didn't have their gear. You're right that keeping the kids on if they were normally scheduled to go on a hike and or Klondike in the winter months and whatnot, let's not have them lose that. You know, it would be hard to get them to start that again. And do you want to give out the Facebook or the email real quick?
Of course. So you can reach us on Facebook at Manning the Watch, or you can email us at manningthewatch@outlook.com. Again, come see us on Facebook. I promise I will update the site today, include some pictures and put all these events that Rick talked about on our Facebook page. It's Manning the Watch. Or you can email us at manningthewatch@outlook.com. And, you know, I look forward to hearing from you guys, and hopefully we can get some donations to those scouting units and help those kids out.
And Dad's joined us in the studio right now. And one of the things with Dad and I, we both drive trucks. So if it's
big trucks.
So if it's something that you want to donate, or if we get a substantial amount, we can get it down there to them. And, just let us know, and then the local leadership can go through, and we'll figure out how we're going to get it and get it down there. I think that's very, very important, because those scouts, young men, now young ladies in the on the Boy Scouts side, that's our future right there.
Yeah, these are the kids we're looking to take care of us when we get old.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, you know, let's teach them the skills now. Let's teach them the skills of how to start and finish something. And to me, with scouts, starting a merit badge, you know, starting it and finishing it is the important part. Learning how to finish something. And because I think we've gotten away from that. It takes time to earn a merit badge. It takes time for the Cub Scouts to earn their belt loops. And it's not the instant gratification of playing a video game for 5 minutes and then bam, you're done. You get this, you know, digital something widget, and then now you can play this next little digital widget and you move on. It's not like that. You have to actually earn it. And so these scouts that have lost everything, let's help them so that they don't lose out on something down the road.
Yeah, I mean, their families have enough stressors right now, so let's alleviate some of those stressors that those kids might be feeling.
So with that, a couple of things that are coming up. We have Thanksgiving is next Thursday. If anybody's traveling, be safe. I know the furthest we're traveling is from Anderson to Cottonwood, which is not a very far drive. But you know, everybody be safe. If you're flying anywhere, you're going, you know, anywhere. And let's not forget about all of the folks that have nowhere to go right now for Thanksgiving. Hopefully that's all taken care of.
Yeah. Be sure to give yourself enough time, because there is going to be slowdowns, especially yes. if you're going through the mountains. And I can guarantee you, if you're going a long distance, you're going to have one wreck.
Yeah, there's going to be something. One. Yes. And if you're going over the 299 towards the coast, remember there's a lot of construction. I think it's saying right now, expect hour delay at the one part where the car fire had ripped through there. So that's something big on our family. That's pretty much the only time that we're all actually together and eat one meal that didn't come from Round Table or Popeyes or something. And so I think that's really important.
Yeah, and I want to mention something else. We do have a lot of campfire families that are coming over to Shasta County. I was actually in Yreka on Thursday for my job, and there's campfire victims all the way up in Yreka. And so if this Thanksgiving you want to reach out to the community and maybe host a campfire family for Thanksgiving, I mean, that would be an absolutely beautiful thing to do. There's many organizations out there that are helping campfire victims. I know the Las Molinas VFW is housing some of them in their building. So why not open your heart and your home and, you know, invite a family over for Thanksgiving dinner?
And that just goes right back to what Rick was talking about. The VFW is there to help. And it's not necessarily just combat veterans. I know, you know, there's certain criteria you have to be a member there. But beyond that, the doors are open. The doors are open for other people to come in and see. And back to what I was saying is I love history. So I love talking to that or seeing those pictures and whatnot on the wall. So if we're out on Thanksgiving, everybody be safe. And if you're going to be available for, I think he said December 11th, did he say, mm-hmm. for the Windsor Rehab, at noon, they're going to be feeding some veterans there for that. And then, of course, we have the Army-Navy game coming up. And I think that is going to be a steak dinner on December 8th at 11 a.m. at the VFW. I will definitely be there for that one because the Army has won the last 2 years. So I want to throw my two cents in to see if the Navy can get back to winning.
Yeah, and I can skip breakfast to have a steak lunch.
Exactly. Yeah, and they actually do a good one. Aileen and I went to a steak dinner there a while back, and they do a very good job on that. Anything that we want to wrap up with today?
I know it might have been discussed a little earlier. I had to step out, but my heart is a little sad that Stan Lee passed away.
Oh, yes.
And if you didn't know, Stan Lee was a veteran. You know, I'm a huge geek, if you know me. I love everything Star Wars, Star Trek, Avengers. That's totally me. And so, in learning that he had passed, I shed a little tear. Yeah. He's just an iconic figure in the world and such a positive light. And it's sad to see when those people move on.
And he actually, in the comic books, we used to pay a lot of money. They made a lot of money on comic books because we wanted to read those stories. And the medium has just changed from doing it on a piece of paper in comic book form to movies. And now they're doing, instead of drawing on paper, they're drawing on computers. It's the same thing and the same message. Now, what those guys did back in those days in the 70s and 60s and whatnot, they touched on a lot of issues that were going on in our country at the time, you know. So mm-hmm. He's definitely going to be missed, and we're not going to get to see him in any more Marvel movies.
I don't
know.
I think I'm going to stay after the credits to see if he pops in somewhere.
Oh, my gosh. If they can bring Carrie Fisher back to be in a movie, they can definitely put money and bring Stan Lee back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know.
Miss his cameos.
Exactly. Yes, archived footage. He's going to be in a movie for a long time.
For a long, long time. And so, Well, with that, I think we're going to wrap up the show. Thank you for listening to Manning the Watch this week, and we will definitely be back next Saturday.
Yeah, and don't forget to check us out on Facebook, Manning the Watch, or email us at manningthewatch@outlook.com. We would love to hear any feedback from the show. If you would like to spotlight a veteran, a family member, somebody you know, email us, and we can do a little spotlight on them on the show.
Yeah, Dan. And remember, if you're helping a vet, you're usually helping a vet and his family.
And his family, yes, or her family. And, well, I want to thank Rick. I hope he's listening on the radio right now while he's driving back out of town. I want to thank him for coming in. He always has a lot of good information. If you are a student, if you're a vet and you're a student and you need to find someone to do work study, contact me on the Facebook or the email account. I've done it a lot. Aileen has. So we are, we're always looking to try to help some folks. Go ahead, and I think we're going to wrap up the show now. I think we ended it pretty well. Thank you very much for listening to Manning the Watch. I turn the watch back over to you.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew.